Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
James Blundell, g'day buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Ben, yourself?
On fire today, as always.
So you're touring, gigging and showing?
Yes, very much, actually. I'm just about to go back into the recording cycle, but I think I've been saying to your family, frankly, that really looking forward to this time because I'm just doing the wool shed at home and I've given myself anywhere from 4 to 8 months to record. But, you know, rather than just have to sit there still and try and get it all perfect in 4 weeks' time, I've got to just take it steady.
And I think that you're at a stage where you're actually able to afford yourself that time and that space.
Yeah, exactly, mate. It's more important to make a great record than just make a record and get it out and tour it, you know?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And, I mean, you've got so many great things in your world at the moment. You've got the farm, you've got a lovely wife and some great kids. So quality of life over that period of time is important as well, I'd think.
I think everything that you've just pointed out is what's going on. There's having relocated back to the property, you know, it's something I wish I'd done in hindsight, wish I'd done a decade ago, but circumstance didn't permit. Just the fact that I'm not, you know, hammering away at music 24/7 and sort of sitting around being bored waiting for the next thing to happen has been fantastic for the music. It's just sort of gone back to being fresh and exciting, and I'm really... I mean, I spent the last 48 hours working on a bulldozer, you know, it's just great diversity of day-to-day occupations, and everything's benefiting because of it. Well, look, in the first place, the location issue has just evaporated. It used to be, I think, imperative to be in the capital city, close to air transport, you know, sort of finger on the pulse of the entertainment industry and such. It's changed so profoundly that where you live, as long as you've got pretty good computer access or internet access, it's not important to be in town. In actual fact, during the Telstra and Tamworth stuff, it's one of the things I was adamant about with the young artists, saying don't make the mistake of feeling you've got to rush to Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne to further your career, because all you'll do is quadruple your living expenses and you won't be playing anymore, you know?
Mm.
In the first instance, I think that the pressure has gone off being in a very central location for your work. What are the benefits? What are the negatives of it? I think that because I've relocated, I'm now 28 miles from my nearest sizable regional centre, Stanthorpe, and 3.5 hours drive from Brisbane Airport. But it's no harder getting to Brisbane, get up at 4 in the morning, I'm down there to catch a 9 o'clock plane than it was trying to get across Sydney and take out traffic.
I think environmentally, there's also some really good advantages as a society as a whole to be decentralised.
Ben, I have been advocating for a long time, and particularly with the advent or the evolution of technology, I've been advocating people to get out of town. I think particularly with kids, when I have the boys with me, the difference I see in their day-to-day perception and enthusiasm and they're just a general bigger. They go to bed early, they sleep soundly and wake up ready to rip into the next day. They're always filthy by the end of the day, content and happy.
The purple haze, there's the grains of the ridges in the sunlight. Those vineyards and those valleys roll forever way down south. One glimpse of timeless beauty as we thunder down this road. Make some kind of sense out of this road, yeah, I love this road.
Ken Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
The country is coming to the city next September when RevFest hits Queensland's Sunshine Coast. RevFest is going to be huge, with surprise appearances by your favourite country artists, Butte Ute competitions, Australia's hottest dirt bikes. In fact, if it's country, you'll catch it at the 2012 RevFest in Noosa. If you're a musician or performer, or your company or organisation would like to be involved, visit this website, kyliejohnsevents.com.au. The country comes to the city for RevFest in 2012. We want to see you there. Visit kyliejohnsevents.com.au.
If this is what your bedroom sounds like at 2:36 a.m. each morning, you need help. You need to get that help before this happens. Silence snoring with Instantly Stop Snoring, using a simple mouth guard designed to hold the lower jaw stable, preventing the tongue from blocking the airways. Call 1-800-991-259 now for Instantly Stop Snoring. That's 1-800-991-259.